it's between the Apollonian and Dionysian become apparent. According to the vision of Lucretius, the magnificent divine figures first appeared to the souls of people in a dream. And in this dream, the great sculptor saw the delightful form of superhuman beings, and the Hellenic poet, when questioned about the secrets of poetic creation, would likewise be reminded of the dream and would have given instructions, such as Hans Sachs gives to the master singers. My friend, this then is the poet's work, that in his dream he finds and shows, believe me, man's truest vision that opens up for him in dreams. All art of poetry and all attempts to it are nothing but interpreting the truth of dreams. The beautiful appearance of the world of dreams, where everyone in its creation is a perfect artist, is the precondition of all fine arts, and also, as we will see, an important part of poetry. We enjoy the immediate understanding of a shape. All forms speak to us. And there is nothing indifferent and unimportant. In the highest experience of this reality of dreams, we still have the sense of its translucent appearance.